Welcome back, Sales Superstars. We are getting in and continuing on resistance-free selling. How do you influence without rejection or resistance? We've been talking about this for quite some time. You're getting into it. Hopefully, you're implementing a little bit at a time, understanding how this works, becoming better at persuasion, influence, and at sales. One thing that could trigger great resistance, even great rejection, is when you motivate somebody the wrong way. You back somebody into the corner, or they feel so much pressure they want to run. Old school closing techniques, old school salespeople will do that. That's a big complaint where there's just so much pressure. I mean, you could cut it with the knife in the room that the salesperson's just backing them into a corner. So I want to talk about how to motivate into action. Of course, you have to motivate people to do things. Nothing's worse than after your sales presentation, they say, oh, that was nice, and there's no movement. They don't feel like it's no big deal. So how do you truly motivate somebody to do what you want them to do without having a lot of resistance? And the great thing about this, too, is it's also going to teach you how you motivate yourself. Because have you ever had a day when you didn't feel like doing the things you know you needed to do? It's astounding that most salespeople waste 50 to 60% of the day. Hello, motivation's not only important for you, but it's important for the people that you are selling. And what you're going to learn today will solve both. Let's get into it. Let's talk about motivation. So I guess the question of the day is, have you ever had a day when you didn't feel like doing the things you know you needed to do? Would the answer be every day? I've spent years, probably 3 or 4 years, really understanding human nature and motivation, because it was interesting. You'd go to these motivational seminars, and I'm sure you've seen them before. You've been to them before where there's so much energy and motivation in the room. I mean, you could cut it with a knife. People are so excited they're going to change their lives, they're going to do this, and you follow up with them 2 weeks later, and not much has changed. You can go to anybody on the street and say, excuse me, ma'am, would you like to be financially independent? Or, sir, would you like to lose weight? Ma'am, would you like to have better relationships? I would say probably 100% of the time you would get a yes, and you say, well, what are you doing about it? That's when you get the blank stare. It's very, very few people that don't want to be financially independent. It's just they can't motivate themselves to do it. So the formulas I'm going to be talking about today is not only for you, but it's how you motivate other people. It's the same. It's the same formula. So if you're having a challenge motivating yourself or motivating teenagers or motivating people on your website to take action or over the phone, the formula is very, very similar. So I'm going to talk about how to motivate people into taking that action. The research is pretty interesting when you look at the workplace, and studies show that 59% of employees said their companies do not do enough to motivate employees because the company and upper management thinks it's money. And money's really number 5. People want to belong and be part of the team, and that's a whole other lesson. And Dr. Demings says the way to high productivity was to move staff from intrinsic motivation, having the capability and authority to bring about change in their own sphere of influence. What that means is internal motivation will always be better than the do it or you're fired, do it because you have to, making people do things. Another interesting study shows that over 50% of all workers say they could double their effectiveness, and 85% of workers in the U.S. said they could work harder on their job. So half the people say they could double their effectiveness, and the other 85% said they could do a better job, they could work harder. And only 42% of managers use top motivating techniques. And so it's a big challenge, whether you're in the workplace, whether it be with your families or your own life, motivation is a huge challenge for a lot of different people. And can you really crack this code? I guarantee you'll always be motivated. When you really understand the science behind this, whether you're writing sales copy or talking on the phone, or kind of talking to the teenager, motivation can be simplified. So I'm going to simplify this for you so you can really understand this. So let's talk about this. There are only 2 motivators in life. Only 2. 2 motivators are either inspiration or desperation. You could say reward punishment. You can say pleasure pain. However you want to package it, that's it. Now, do you think most people you talk to are motivated out of inspiration or desperation? Most people out there in the workplace are motivated by desperation. In fact, you probably heard that 80% of all heart attacks happen on Monday morning. That desperation, people hate their job. So the two motivators are either inspiration or desperation. The challenge is desperation tends to be very short term. Because if anybody has any lazy teenagers, you can motivate them. You take them out on a boat in the middle of a lake, and you throw them overboard and hold their head underneath the water, and what are you going to see? They're going to struggle. They're pretty motivated. You can take the laziest teenager in the world, stick their head underneath the water, and hold it there. That is instant motivation. Wow. You've never seen them kick that much in your life. But once they have that breath of air and you've been arrested, they turn back into a lazy teenager. Inspiration is more long-term. The reality thing I want to talk about here is you need to use both, whether it be in your personal life or in your ability to persuade others. Because desperation's better than doing nothing. Desperation's better than inactivity. Have you ever been to a dentist out of inspiration? I'm sure it's possible if they were going to fix your teeth, you're going to get veneers or something like that. But for the most part, most people go to a dentist out of desperation. The challenge is we have this comfort zone that we get stuck in. You've heard it before. We're creatures of habit. And we get stuck there. And sometimes we get stuck in what I call the desperation cycle. For example, let's say you have a high school reunion coming up and you've been enjoying the finer foods in life and they've taken their toll on your body and your favorite dress, your favorite suit doesn't fit. You panic, you work on yourself, desperation, you're losing weight, you get to the reunion, and then after the reunion, what happens? You gain it all back, right? It's just that cycle over and over again. So let's map this out. So inspiration or desperation can be either internal or external. Now the reason this is so important that if you're talking to a group of people or you're writing sales copy, you need to know, are they motivated mostly by inspiration or desperation? Because it matters. You see, when somebody's in desperation, that's fear, that's despair. You can crank up the fear a little bit, but you need to buffer that with a little inspiration, a little hope. Now, this is where people tend to blow it. When somebody's in inspiration and you try to use desperation or fear to motivate them, it'll backfire every time. You know, a home going into a foreclosure, that would be desperation. That would be a lot of fear. Somebody buying real estate to fund their grandchildren's education, you wouldn't touch desperation. You would stay in inspiration. So let me map it out. We have four quadrants here. The one at the bottom left-hand corner, external desperation is fear. Let's take somebody's job, for example. They go to work out of fear, external inspiration. They hate their job. They don't want to go. It's Monday morning. It's making them sick to their stomach. But out of fear or external things that give them desperation. In fact, what external things would give somebody desperation to go to work even though they didn't want to? Bills. And if you don't pay your bills, what happens? Yeah, you lose a house, you lose a spouse, I mean, there's a variety of things, so you just go out of fear. Terrible motivator, but it's better than nothing. Then the upper left-hand quadrant, internal desperation, meaning you don't want to go to work, but something inside of you internally gives you desperation or an obligation, so write in the word obligation, gives you an obligation, you feel the obligation or duty to go to work. You don't want to go, but you said you'd be there, you know, you've been working there for 5 years, they have helped you pay the bills. There's employees you said you'd help. There's a project you said you'd finish. So out of duty or obligation, you go. That's internal desperation. Now, on the other side, you have love or respect. So external inspiration is love or respect, meaning external things inspire you. Maybe you're going to work to provide the best for your family, to send your children to the best schools, to get a nicer home for your spouse. Or the top of the list, the top right-hand corner, write in passion. So internal inspiration, you have passion. You love what you're doing. You're changing the world. You don't need an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning. It makes a big difference in what you're able to do. So lower left is fear. Upper left is obligation. Lower right's love or respect. Upper right is passion. So the question is, which one should you use when you are out there motivating other people? It was kind of a trick question, though. You should use all of them. If you were talking to a group or writing sales copy, I would make sure you hit each one of these during your presentation. Very important. A lot of people want to become millionaires. They want to become financially independent. And what I have them do is, okay, list three things in each area. If you want to be motivated, fear. What scares you? Bankruptcy, your friends mocking you, losing your house. Internal desperation. What is the obligation? Well, you're better than that, and you need to provide better for your kids, and your kids need to see you more. What's the external inspiration? Love or respect? You know, Johnny Jr. really wants to go to Harvard, and your wife really wants to take that world cruise. Or the internal inspiration, that passion, giving back to charity, spending more time with your grandchildren, all those things combined. So if you have a moment where you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do, you look at the list and you'll find something that motivates you. The secret's this. Some days it's going to be desperation. Some days it's going to be inspiration. Now, hopefully, as you grow into what we call millionaire psychology or the millionaire mindset, you're going to spend more time in inspiration than desperation. But I'm telling you right now, desperation is better than doing nothing. So as you look at your own product or service, you should be filling the blanks also. Health products. So let's say you're doing health products or you're selling health products. Now, why would people take health products out of fear? They're going to die, right? They're going to die. They're going to be away from their family. They're going to get cancer. They're going to have no energy. What would be the obligation for taking health products? Yeah, your family, your wife wants you to take them. You need to be doing that. Now, that could be similar to external inspiration, love, or respect. You're either doing it out of desperation because you have to, or maybe you're doing it out of love or respect. You want to be around for your kids. You want to be around for a long time. You want to get to know your grandchildren. And maybe the passion is you love to feel good and you love to share the message and you're helping other people feel good and they're taking nutritional type product. The message is you should kind of put a couple in each area. So if you are talking to a group of people or if you're writing copy, you need to make sure you hit all four of these. Now, if you're talking to somebody one-on-one, you try to peg if they're an inspiration or desperation. One of the questions is, how do you know if somebody's an inspiration or desperation? How can you tell? Sometimes you can look just by looking at them or knowing the situation, but then asking them questions. And you can tell in their voice and what they're doing. Basically, with desperation, they're moving away from something. They're running away from a problem or a challenge. With inspiration, they're moving towards something. They're excited about getting there. They're excited about the journey. Desperation, I have to. I don't want to. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Inspirations, they're excited. They're hopeful. Things are working out. That's how you'll know. Remember, let me repeat this. When someone's in desperation, you want to crank up the fear and then buffer that with a little hope and inspiration. If they're already an inspiration, you want to stay there. In fact, if you want the formula, the motivation equation for my logical people, let me give it to you. It's basically this for inspiration. It's want times reward plus tools all over difficulty minus time frame. How's that for my analyticals? Now let me explain kind of what that means so you can understand that. That when you're trying to motivate yourself for other people, you have to take a look at the want. What are they trying to accomplish? You can't make a horse drink water, but you can give the horse salt and make them really thirsty, and that's what you're doing with your prospects. What are you trying to accomplish? The reward, is it worth it to them? Is it worth it to them? What is the reward? And do they have the tools or the resources? Or are they competent enough to do it? Now, what holds a lot of people back is the difficulty. Is it worth the effort? How hard is it going to be? And can they do it in the time frame? Is there enough time for them to do it? Now, if you want to look on the desperation, it's very different from inspiration because inspiration, you get that commitment. When you look at desperation, it's a little bit different. See, with desperation, you're looking at the fear times the consequences plus the tools all over difficulty minus time frame. I don't want to confuse you here. I just want to help you understand desperation. Is it okay to use desperation or fear to motivate somebody? You do have to be careful. I guess the question is it okay for a dentist to say only floss the teeth you want to keep? So the answer is yes. Most people overuse it. It's the only tool they have. It's okay to use fear, but you really need to understand how to use it in the right way. Now, if you're going to use fear, which is very motivating, very temporary. You need to make sure that you're going to trigger an emotion, maybe like pain or grief or loss. And they need to feel that the event's going to happen, that it's likely to happen to them. The key here is that when you do fear or desperation, you need to have a solution. You're not just scaring people for fun. The solution is your product or service. So fear, is it realistic? Is it imminent? I say, well, you know, the asteroids are going to hit the Earth. You need to prepare now. It doesn't scare you. There's no fear there because you're like, yeah, no, whatever. It's not going to happen. Well, it's going to happen, but just not in the next couple of weeks. What are the consequences? Does it hurt? Do they have the tools to do that? Do they going to get in the desperation mode where they're just going being compliant? That makes a big factor in people's success. So this is what I want you to kind of think about as you go through this motivation. I know it got a little complicated here. The main thing to understand here is when you motivate other people or yourself, you need to use inspiration or desperation. So this is what I kind of want you to think about, whether it be your own personal goals or motivating the people in your family or persuading people or motivating someone to do something. So look at your product, your service, your idea. So what I want you to do for your homework, and we'll talk about this. What is the main inspiration for your product or service? I want you to think about what is the main thing that inspires people to buy your product or service. On the other hand, what is the main desperation for your product or service? So I want you to kind of look at both. What is the main inspiration and the main desperation? And I want you to start putting that into your presentation. You need to have both, especially if you're shooting in the dark. What I mean, if you're writing copy on the internet and you don't know what type of person they are, you don't know what their challenges are, you'll probably need to have both. If you're talking to them one-on-one, you'll probably use one more than the other. Desperation's very short-term. It is fear. Fear is very motivating. It gets us to buy guns and alarm systems and insurance. And it works, but it is abused and overused. In fact, when you look at fear and, for example, the cigarette companies or the alcohol companies, they use a lot of fear, and it usually has the opposite result, especially with teenagers. Or with teenagers, when they teach them how to drive, they show them all these videos of cars that have crashed into each other. There's blood all over the road. And what do the teenagers usually end up doing? Yeah, they do the opposite, but they laugh. You hear them laughing. It's just too much fear. When you use too much fear, it has the opposite effect, or too little fear. And so you need to find that sweet spot of fear or desperation. So think about your product, your service, your idea. What is the main inspiration? What is the main desperation? And incorporate that in your phone presentation, in your emails, or even face-to-face. This will really help you out. The key here is when you really understand how to motivate yourself and motivate other people, you become unstoppable. You're driven. You don't need an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning, and it makes a huge difference. And when you can motivate other people, the sky's the limit. They want to do what you want them to do and like doing it.